It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's coronavirus outbreak is going to get worse before it gets better, says Governor Jared Polis. CPR's Megan Verlee has more on what the governor is saying.
There are more difficult days ahead. And I know that many Coloradans are upset, frustrated, and in fact scared.
Polis says the number of known coronavirus cases in the state is likely to grow rapidly in the coming days as the disease spreads and testing increases. The governor is advising older people and those with compromised immune systems to avoid the high country.
In particular, because of the lack of health care capacity for hospitalization and ventilation in these areas, as well as the identified hotspots of community spread.
9 cases have been diagnosed so far in Aspen, and Polis says it now appears the virus is circulating in the community. The state government also recommends schools that have a student or faculty member test positive for coronavirus close the building for 72 hours for deep cleaning. And school districts with multiple widespread cases could close for at least 2 weeks. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
More big events are canceled or postponed because of coronavirus concerns. Denver's St. Patrick's Day Parade and the Denver Post's Colorado State Spelling Bee are among events that have been canceled in the last 2 days. The Colorado Education Association canceled its Day of Action at the Capitol Tuesday. Association President Amy Baca Olert.
We were doing it more out of an abundance of caution to ensure that we were keeping our educators, our families, our communities, our students safe.
She says the group will do a virtual version of the event instead. A suburban Denver family is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to force their local police department to compensate them after officers ruined their home in pursuit of a suspect. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In 2015, Greenwood Village police were chasing an armed shoplifter when the suspect fled into the Leck family's home and refused to come out. Over the course of a 19-hour siege, officers used explosives and vehicles against the house. The fugitive was eventually caught, but the house was left uninhabitable, and the family was not made whole from that. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled last year that officers were operating within their legal police powers, but the family is appealing that decision. It's unclear if the justices will take up the case. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
This is CPR News.